nothing. I have told you over and over again that I will not have you reading and filling your head with a lot of nonsense.
I am sorry, Aunt Sophie.
So you should be, the Duchess retorted. This is deliberate disobedience on your part, as you well know. Where did you find this book?
There was a moment's silence before Alida said hesitantly,
From the library.
The fan slapped her again, this time on her cheek. She took a step back, her small fingers creeping up to the burning mark.
How often have I told you, the Duchess stormed, not to take books from the library? They belong to your uncle, and they are not suitable for a young girl.
She saw the answer in Alida's eyes, and before she could speak, the Duchess continued,
I know that your father allowed you to read any of his books, but must I repeat, for the thousandth time, that I do not consider that either he or your mother had any sense of responsibility, nor were they proper guardians for the morals of a young female.
The Duchess accentuated the word morals, and then, with an unpleasant twist of her thin lips, she added,
That is, of course, hardly surprising, seeing in what profession your mother was engaged.
Alida clenched her hands together. She knew what was coming. She had heard it all too often before. At the same time, it never ceased to disturb her, to make her yearn to spring to her mother's defense and to deny the cruel things that were said about her.
How indeed, the Duchess continued, could a creature who lowered herself to appear on the stage know anything about propriety? A woman whom anyone could pay to watch, a woman who had none of the modesty and delicacy that should be an indivisible part of the feminine character.
I must not answer back, I must not, Alida whispered to herself.
She knew only too well what would happen if she did. When she had first come to live with her uncle and aunt 2 years after her parents' death, she had not believed it possible that anyone could utter such cruelly defamatory accusations against her mother. But she had learned through bitter experience that to argue, or even reply, brought swift retribution in the shape of her uncle's whip. After 2 years of living in the castle, Alida had acquired a self-control that gave her some small satisfaction because she knew that it surprised her relatives. Nevertheless, it was always hard to hear her sweet and gentle mother abused and know herself too cowardly to go on fighting a losing battle.
Books are for men, the Duchess was saying. Women should sew, and a girl in your position, Alida, should make herself useful.
I have tried to do that, Aunt Sophie.
And so you should. The Duchess said, You are a pauper. Do you hear me, Alida? A pauper. You live on the benevolence of your uncle, and the least you can do to show your gratitude is to help me to the best of your ability, which unfortunately is lamentably ineffective.
I do try, Aunt Sophie.
Then put that book back in the library immediately, the Duchess ordered, and if I ever catch you taking one out again, and if I find you reading when you should be working, I promise you that your uncle will punish you extremely severely.
Her eyes were cruel as she added,
You may think, now that you are 18, you are too old to be whipped, but I promise you that if you behave like a disobedient child, you will be treated like one.
Yes, Aunt Sophie.
Alida picked up the book and moved towards the door.
One moment, the Duchess snapped.
Alida paused and looked back at her aunt apprehensively. Her large eyes in her small face were full of unshed tears, not only from the pain of the fan, which had left a livid mark on her cheek, but also because she always felt like crying when she heard her aunt spit venom at her mother's memory. Yet she realized that nothing she could say or do could change the bitter hatred that her aunt and uncle had for her.
I came to tell you something that will undoubtedly greatly please you, the Duchess said slowly. Equally, your behaviour makes me wonder whether once again I should ask Mary to change her mind.
Change her mind? Alida asked in surprise.
Your cousin is very kind and generous to you, the Duchess said, although heaven knows you don't deserve it. She has asked, Alida, that you should accompany her to Russia.
Alida stood very still, the expression on her face incredulous.
To Russia, she echoed.